If you went to your supermarket and selected a nice T-bone or a ribeye for dinner, and the label told you that the steak was from a cloned animal, what would you do? Well, here's what a recent poll showed. One-third would pay and walk out. One-third would put it back on the counter. The other third, well, they'd have to think about it. Nothing in studies up to now has shown meat nor milk from cloned animals to be unhealthy, but they haven't shown it to produce any benefits either. So, let's go back to that one-third that would have to think about it. My guess is if you separated that 33%, did a study just with them, you'd get about the same percentage figures. One-third would, one-third wouldn't, and one-third still wouldn't know what to do. So, you see, until more profound research is done, you're going to have to decide which third you're in. That's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.